This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Bring up anything that you want. We talked about North Korea a little bit earlier. State-run projects actually being criticized for being slow and dirty and nasty by Kim Jong-un, who, as you pointed out, Conan, seems like he might be trying to channel Donald Trump with the way he's been acting around the country recently. With you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Plus, Conan, you brought in a clip from a scene that was left on the cutting room floor in Star Wars: A New Hope, the 1977, the original film that started all the insanity. And you say this is an important scene. We're going to, play some audio from it coming up here in a moment. But first, we go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We got Parker on the line in Washington State. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Parker? In Washington. Parker going once. Parker going twice. I don't know if there's a problem back at the network studio. We're going to put Parker back. Oh, wait, was that him there right at the very end, Parker?
Can you hear me?
Yep, there you are.
Nope. All right.
We have you. Go ahead.
I'd like to talk a little bit tonight about, to continue our conversation that we had last night about the atomic bombings on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And
you mean the firebombing? Go ahead, Parker.
Going to try to say it wasn't an atomic bomb?
And it was only a firebomb?
Is that your conspiracy theory on this?
I agree with it. What do you think, Parker?
No, it's not a conspiracy theory. The atomic bombings on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Wow, I've never heard this one, Conan.
Hold
that's
on, so what's
on
the
me.
Theory that it wasn't bombed?
Conan is saying it was a firebomb.
A nuclear bomb.
They went in there with a bunch of bombs, and they firebombed the cities.
You're saying the Fat Boy and Big Boy or whatever weren't real things? They weren't real atomic. Fat Man and Little Boy, you're saying those weren't real?
Correct.
Conan?
Correct.
Wow, this is like moon landing conspiracy level stuff here, Conan.
I think this is a little easier to understand and wrap your mind around than say disbelieving in the moon landing.
I mean, we've been on the air for 15 years, and I've never heard somebody call in about this. I've never heard a Hiroshima denier before. This is
I'm by no means denying anything.
No, I'm talking to Conan. I'm talking to Conan.
Okay, right.
I have never heard this before in my entire life. But anyway, we can look at this later. Go ahead with whatever you're talking
all
about,
you have
Parker.
To do is go to Nagasaki. And
have you been to Nagasaki?
Look it out on Google Maps. I'm sorry, Google World. I'm sorry.
What am I going to see?
You're going to see people living there.
Yeah.
It should have been decimated. You shouldn't be able to. There should not be people walking around. 60 years later?
Why wouldn't there be 60 years later? That's plenty of time.
Because
to
of the
rebuild.
Radiation, because of the fallout
from an atomic bomb.
Sure.
Is that the same as a nuclear bomb? Isn't there a difference?
There's a lot of it. No,
there are subtle differences, but generally speaking, atomic bombs and nuclear bombs are related to each other in a few ways. I don't know.
Is one of those ways nuclear fallout? I am asking because I am not a scientist. I don't know.
Radiation is one of the byproducts of atomic and or nuclear weapons.
Okay.
And people got sick from the radiation fallout and died as a result of the atomic bombs. But the half-lives of the radiation would have depleted some
time. Yeah, Conan. It says here that, according to Huffington Post article in 2011, the background.
Oh, yeah, great. HuffPo. Great.
The background radiation in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
I trust him
is
about as much as I trace Alex Jones.
As the average amount of natural radiation present anywhere on Earth, it is not enough to affect human health. Part of the answer is the bombs exploded high up in the air, and all radioactive material blew or rained away somewhere. That's the claim here.
So what about Science Daily and their report from the Genetic Society of America?
Go ahead with it, Dara. What do they have to say?
In 2016, they issued a report headlined Long-Term Health Effects of Hiroshima and Nagasaki Atomic Bombs Not as Dire as Once Perceived. Mismatch between public perception and decades of research on nearly 200,000 survivors and their children. And then it's a fairly lengthy thing that, you know, again, basically says that some of the things that people have attributed to radiation was not actually that.
What did Parker want to talk about, the atomic bomb?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we can always circle back to Conan's crazy conspiracy. But on Monday night, I believe it was, after my discussion I had with my dad about how Barefoot Gen isn't propaganda, or if it is, it's anti-war propaganda, good propaganda, as you and Mark were saying last night. And so I looked up on the internet and I found multiple quotes by high-ranking officials in the U.S. government, namely, and here's the entire list: Dwight D. Eisenhower, Admiral Willem D. Leithy.
And what are these quotes about?
Every one of these individuals was vehemently against the dropping of Little Boy and Fat Man on Hiroshima.
Well, yeah, I mean, anybody who is, you know, has any kind of shred of compassion should be against that.
Right. Well, I asked my dad last night, if the shoe was on the other foot, if in a parallel dimension or alternate universe, the U.S., as opposed to the Japanese, started a war and attacked the Japanese, would it have been justifiable for the Japanese to have dropped atomic bombs on the United States?
Good question.
In order to gain...
What did he say?
He said if the United States engaged in the same things that the Japanese did, namely brothels, the rape of Nanking, things like that, then he said that we would have had it coming. And so then I said, so you're telling me that the actions that the Japanese took gave license to the United States to commit indiscriminate murder against innocent men, women, and children up to and above 100,000 individuals. And I can't remember if he said yes or no, but, I mean, he continues to defend
Well, somebody somewhere had a brothel, so therefore go ahead and exterminate hundreds of thousands of people. It's
well, and then there's argument that I think is absolute ridiculous, mm-hmm. that nobody in Japan was innocent because they were either directly or indirectly helping the Japanese military.
Ridiculous. Parker, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate you sharing your conversations with your militaristic, warmongering father. It's always frustrating, you know, when you've got people who, you know, they cared about you. His dad raised him, right? Like, I mean, hopefully he didn't beat him. I didn't ask him that question. But, you know, let's presume his dad was kind to him in his raising of him. They're still talking. You know, he's still living at his dad's house, I think it sounds like. So obviously he's not a horrible man to him personally. But, you know, you're raised with people who care about you. They've shown that they care about you through their whole lives. But yet they're so callous to the human lives of other people elsewhere on the planet. Well, they're foreigners. Well, they're Japs. Well, they're, you know, fill in the blank. Sandheads, rag towel heads or whatever.
Right.
And it's just so disappointing because, you know, you care about these people, too, because they cared about you. And it's frustrating to see them being so horrible.
Bigoted.
Yeah.
I mean, but this is definitely a theme that, you know, just like the we got out of our Great Depression here in this country via going to war with, you know, the Nazis. This is the same excuse. We would have never brought peace to the people of the United States unless we did, whether it's an atomic bomb or a firebomb, unless we killed these hundreds of thousands of people over on the other side of the planet.
Wasn't the war pretty much over at that point, and it was totally unnecessary? There's more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. Zencash recently surpassed 17,000 nodes, which means Zencash has one of the largest node systems of any cryptocurrency. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technological improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available for multiple distributions. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. AnyPay.Global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live dial, toll free, bring up whatever you want here and take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got our Discord server in which you can connect to one of our Discord on-air call-in lines. We're going to go to one of those coming up here in a little while. Your calls and thoughts, welcome about anything that you want. If you're on our Discord server in the call-in line rooms, you will sound almost like you're sitting in the studio here with us. And that us includes me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
As we go back to the phones, to the fun, and then coming up the Star Wars clip of a deleted scene, Conan, that you've, you didn't uncover it, but...
I found it through a site, yes.
Of the show hosts, you were the one that found it here tonight. I was unaware of it, and Daryl is completely unaware. He's never even seen a Star Wars movie.
I've never seen a Star Wars movie, but I did see the Fee article that Conan found about this video from.
All right, so we go to Bo Diddley on the line in South Carolina. Bo Diddley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy, y'all.
Hey.
I got a favor to ask, and I always love the show. Been listening for dang on 15 years now. But we got a certain situation coming on up here down in South Carolina. There's a local electric company co-op, and they're supposed to, according to state law, they're supposed to not pay themselves anything except for per diem and things like that. And what they have done, they've come up with a scheme to charge themselves per diem. And they only supposed to go 1-2 meeting a month, and then they do more than that. They're doing all kinds of off. Long story short, the local electrical cooperative in South Carolina, it's called Tri-County Electric. They're doing all kinds of things. And what what's going on is we got a special meeting coming up here on this Saturday at 8 a.m. And what we got to do is we got to kick the board members off, and I can't actually vote myself because I'm not a member myself.
But so hold on, let me see if I'm following you here. So you're saying the power company there, the Tri-County Power Company, is some sort of community-owned co-op, basically, power company.
Exactly.
There's all kinds of corruption within the board of directors, and you're saying the community members are calling a special meeting, those who have shareholding abilities in this co-op, sort of like a credit union, the shareholders can call a special meeting and kind of throw off the board of directors, basically?
Exactly. That's exactly what's happening.
And do you buy your
meeting is on this Saturday, and I can't attend the meeting myself because the light bill ain't in my name. It's in my family's name. It's not in my name.
So only the person who's the account holder with the light company or the co-op is the member that has the voting ability, is what you're saying.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what it is. And that's where I come to think about asking y'all for a favor. I would like to attend the meeting. And they're probably going to throw me out because I ain't a member. And they ain't going to allow me to attend. But I thought if I had me some press credentials, where maybe I could pretend I was a press for Free Talk Live.
Well, you don't have to pretend.
All right, so hold on. So the meetings might be open to non-members to attend and see what happens.
It might be.
It might be, but they're so crooked, I don't think they're going to allow that.
Yeah, I think he's got a good plan here. Look, you don't have to pretend that you're a member of the press to be a correspondent for Free Talk Live. Anybody can be a correspondent for Free Talk Live. Just go ahead and print yourself up a press badge, put Free Talk Live on there, and you can put correspondent there if you want.
Well, what did you say the name of this electric co-op was?
It's called Tri-County Electric Co-op in South Carolina. If you would do a quick search on that, you will find an article from the state newspaper, which is a state newspaper here in South Carolina, and you would not believe the things you will see in that article. Go look for yourself.
So you can make up your own, press credentials, no problem. You call the show, you're part of the show. I haven't kicked you off the show, so unless you're Doug Siddle from New Jersey, you can be a press, member of Free Talk Live. Does that work?
Well, I dang sure ain't for no New Jersey, but I knew you would say that. I just wanted to make sure I had your blessing first.
Hey, man, no problem. Hey, let us know how it goes, will you?
All right, we will. Thanks
Bo Diddley. Appreciate the call here tonight.
Yeah, and I'm looking on their website. They mention this meeting that's happening. It does not say that only members of the co-op are allowed to attend.
Well, I know that in the case of the credit union here, I think they might let somebody attend who's not a member, but you just wouldn't be able to vote.
It does mention that only members will be allowed to vote. But again, it does not specify that only members can attend.
All right. So toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So, Conan, there's a clip that you wanted to talk about here tonight. It's from the original Star Wars film.
Star Wars 4, A New Hope.
1977.
I found this over at fee.org, Foundation for Economic Education. And this is, I'm not a fanboy, a super fanboy, but I do know enough about the Star Wars galaxy that...
Have you seen all the movies?
I'm actually surprised that I didn't know about this. It's actually, the scene is very interesting. And,
yeah, I didn't know about it either. I'm also not a fan, but I like the movies enough to where I've seen them all.
Right, right.
And I have, I did have the Star Wars, this Star Wars, A New Hope, I had it on Laserdisc.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you still have it on Laserdisc?
No, I got rid of all my Laserdiscs.
Probably would sell for a pretty penny these days.
No, I don't think so. I don't know, maybe it would have.
To hang on their wall, not to actually play it, but it would be, it's neat to look at.
I was too lazy to sell my Laserdiscs individually because most of them weren't worth my time to do that, so I just sold them all as a bulk buy. But what goes on in the scene? That's early in the film,
I think it's a 4-minute scene.
Yeah.
It would be one of the first scenes. And what I really like about this is it really paints a better picture of what the Empire, the bad guys, are actually who they are and what they're actually all about. And I mean, when you watch the Star Wars, the 4, 5, and 6, the first ones that came out.
Right.
You never really get an idea of what they're all about, what they represent. It's just bad guys.
They're just bad.
They're just all black, and they kill people. They're all hunting down the rebels, but you never get a sense of what they're actually doing throughout the galaxy. And the best part about this scene is it lays it out for us normals to actually understand and get a better idea. And I understand why the scene was deleted. It's too talky, and it really does seem like teens in space, 80s teens in space, because you got he goes to the Tashi station. We're going to skip that segment. I just want to go to the conversation he has.
Hold on.
And he meets his buddies, and
he meets Biggs, which is the character who dies at the end. I don't want to give it away, but it's been 40 years.
The movie's been out for 40 years.
Biggs is one of the guys that flies at the end with him.
He's one of the TIE fighter pilots.
Gets blown up, right?
I don't think
he dies.
Or does
Biggs survive?
I think Biggs survives.
Huh.
So what's this teens in space movie that Star Wars reminds you of?
Yeah, this is a genre I just created, Daryl.
Okay.
All right, so it doesn't exist, but it could. Teens in space, an 80s crime drama for you. You'll never watch it, so don't worry about it.
All right, we got more coming up here in moments. We'll play some of the audio from this scene for you, and we'll see what's relevant about it to this show and these discussions. It's Free Talk Live.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former CIA Director John Brennan says President Trump is abusing his power by stripping away Brennan's security clearance. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders read a statement calling Brennan's conduct erratic.
Mr. Brennan has recently leveraged his status as a former high-ranking official with access to highly sensitive information to make a series of unfounded and outrageous allegations, wild outbursts on the internet and television about this administration.
Democrats like Mark Warner on the Senate Intelligence Committee wonder what might come next.
I worry whether this precedent is going to somehow lead to the president trying to take away Mueller and his whole team's security clearances. To have either the clearances revoked or in the process of being revoked, to me, smacks of Nixonian-type practices.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up what you want. It's all brought to you by Bitcoin.com, where you can go and learn about cryptocurrency. Learn about Bitcoin, that which started it all and then had a big split back in August of last year, where it became Bitcoin BTC and then Bitcoin Cash. And then since then, there's been, dozens more of these splits. Most of them irrelevant and not worth talking about. But Bitcoin Cash certainly has remained relevant over the last year, although right now it's at a low point as far as the last year's prices are concerned compared to Bitcoin. So might be a good time to get into it. And Bitcoin.com can get you connected to purchase your first Bitcoin BTC or Bitcoin Cash BCH. Go to Bitcoin.com, get started, learn more about cryptocurrency, learn more about Bitcoin. Once again, at Bitcoin.com. As we continue, Ian Conan and Daryl in the studio tonight. Conan, you brought in a clip from Star Wars A New Hope, a deleted scene, one that was left on the cutting room floor, and as you said, probably deleted for the right reasons as far as keeping the runtime tight.
It's way too long. It doesn't fit. It feels like a teen drama from the 80s. It has that feel to it, doesn't it? It's not very science fiction. It's not very fantasy. But the conversation that he has with Biggs, who did die.
We did check the Wikipedia.
Big old spoiler. He dies at the end of this movie.
Luke's friend from childhood died at the end in the final fight against the Death Star in New Hope, the 1977
series. Correct. The conversation that he's having with his old friend who has come back from the academy.
Yeah.
And he has a surprising
He's going to reveal something.
He has a surprising reveal.
We're going to play that for you here, but this is interesting because, you know, for Star Wars fans who, and like you said, you and I, we're not fans, we're not fanatics.
We're not fanboys.
Yeah.
But I am a fan of the show.
I've enjoyed the series.
So what's the difference between a fan and a fanboy?
Fanboy knows,
there's no difference.
A fanboy would have known that Biggs had died. A fanboy
We weren't sure.
A fanboy has a poster of Star Wars somewhere in his house, and he might have figurines.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Sure, they know a lot of the trivia, and they probably have read the books.
And they saw this deleted scene back
years ago.
You know, when it came out the first time. Yeah, exactly.
Like if Roger Paxton was on the show, he does a. I don't know, is he coming on tomorrow?
I don't know. Okay. I've not heard from him.
Okay. I didn't know if he was coming on the second Thursday of every month or not, but anyway.
Second Thursday would have been last week anyway.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you were having Roger on an occasional basis on Thursday nights. I hope we'll see him back because he's great. But he's got a Star Wars podcast where they talk about the characters and the plots and all kinds of, you know, libertarian relations. They look at how it is all related to liberty.
They probably talked about this
3 years ago or something.
Roger's actually taken a step away from that podcast.
Oh.
It's still being produced.
Okay.
And he's still putting it out on Pax Libertas, but he's no longer hosting.
So for those who are libertarians who are into Star Wars, this podcast, what's it called?
Resist
the Empire. Good That's title. Probably something you should check out. So let's get into it. Here is the audio. We're picking up at a minute 48 into the scene. The first part is like Luke and like a few of his buddies and Biggs kind of... What are they doing?
So you actually get to see the Tashi station that we all hear about. You hear it in all the songs, and he's yelling at his uncle about, I want to go to the Tashi station. And so you see his buddies, and then they all come. And he's like, oh, you guys got to come see this. And they actually come out with their binoculars to actually watch the battle that is taking place up in above the planet.
Hmm.
And, of course, no one's amused. And they all walk off, and it's just Biggs and Luke left, and then they had this conversation.
All right, here we go. And this gives some context for... You know, who Biggs is. I mean, you find out that they're at the end of Star Wars, there's this character who just kind of appears at the
end. They like embrace or something for a second. It's like,
right.
Who's that guy?
Right. And then, you know, Luke's all shook up when he finally dies at the end. Well, you know, they apparently were old friends, and here's one of their interactions that hit the cutting room floor.
Luke? I didn't come back just to say goodbye. I shouldn't tell you this, but you're the only one I can trust. See, I may never come back, and I just want someone to know.
What are you talking about?
It's foreshadowing.
I made some friends at the Academy. When our frigate leaves for one of the central systems, we're going to jump ship and join the Alliance.
The Rebellion?
Quiet down. You got a mouth bigger than a meteor.
I'm quiet.
You can't tell this kid anything.
I know, right?
You can barely hear me. My friend has a friend on Bestine who might help us make contact.
You're crazy. You could wander around forever trying to find them.
I know it's a long shot, but if I don't find them, I'll do what I can on my own. It's what we always talked about, Luke. I'm not going to wait around for the Empire to draft me into service. The Rebellion is spreading, and I want to be on the side I believe in.
Yeah, meanwhile, I'm stuck here.
You'll get your chance to get off this rock. You're going to the Academy next term, aren't you?
Not likely. I had to cancel my application.
What for?
My uncle needs me.
Oh.
No, I'm serious. The Sand People have been getting really crazy. They've even raided the outskirts of Anchorage.
Come on, Luke. Your uncle could hold off a whole colony of Sand People with one blaster.
I know. But we've got almost enough evaporators to make the place pay off. I have to stay one more season. I can't leave him now.
What good's all your uncle's work if the Empire takes it over? You know, they've already started to nationalize commerce in the central systems. It won't be long before your uncle's just a tenant, slaving for the greater glory of the Empire.
No, that's not going to happen here. You said yourself the Empire won't even mess with this old rock.
Things can change.
I wish I was going. Are you going to be around long?
No. Leaving in the morning.
I guess I won't see you.
Maybe someday. I'll keep a lookout.
Yeah. I'll be at the Academy next season, and then who knows? I won't be drafted into the Imperial Starfleet, that's for sure. Well, take it easy, buddy. You'll always be the best friend I've ever had.
So long, Luke.
Is that it?
That's it.
All
so,
right.
I mean, yeah, nationalizing private businesses and owners of private property becoming tenants mm-hmm. of the empire, slaves of the empire for the greater good. And so it really, and you don't hear that anywhere except maybe in the prequels where you've got the huge false flag that Palpatine is administrating.
That really wasn't that bad. I mean, it was a relatively short scene, all things considered. I remember the prequels were so talky, and it was some of the worst parts about the prequels were the political scenes they just went on and on and on about all this politics, and it was just so dull, which is why they cut this from the original movie. But it really wasn't that bad.
No, they could have cut the first 2 minutes and just gone straight to this.
Kept that
just to give the Empire a little more life, to make it a little more reasonable.
What's their motivation? What are they doing? Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're a friend of communism or a socialism, that might not be a scene that you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And where is this coming from? It's coming from Hollywood. And we know that Hollywood is full of a lot of left-leaning individuals, peoples.
Sure.
They probably would not have liked that if they're you know, trying to emulate Mao or Stalin.
What are the politics of the director, George
Lucas? He's a liberal, but I'm not sure if he's even the kind that even votes. He's probably not. I mean, a lot of these guys they don't have a lot of opinion for a reason. They keep it under wrap because they don't want to alienate potential viewers.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have a favorite singer who he never talks politics, even though I know he's very left leaning. But I do believe that is intentional because he does not want to alienate potential listeners.
Elton John,
it's a good decision. Where are you going with all these English guys?
I'm just trying to think of singers.
It's the lead singer of Tool, Maynard, and his name is Maynard.
Oh, Keenan John Maynard Keynes, the guy that invented the broken window fallacy?
The guy who turns his back on the audience during concerts.
Yeah. Well,
isn't that what he does?
He usually has his head down, so you don't see any part of him except his, you know.
I heard he turns his back on people.
He's got a lot of...
But he performs...
He has a lot of quirks, but he's in more than one...
Not looking at the audience.
He's in more than one band, and
and
all of his presentations are different according to which band he's playing for. So he's a Perfect Circle, he's Tool, and he's also Pucifer.
I never heard of the third one.
Big fan of this guy. He's very left. He's very left-leaning.
Okay.
But he never talks politics.
Then how do you know he's left-leaning?
He's
speculation.
There are autobiographies of him.
I see.
He has done interviews.
If you want to comment on the Star Wars deleted scene, you're certainly welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Give some character development to the Biggs character. Give some background to what was actually going on with the evil empire and why they're so evil. They nationalize industry, like the socialists. In Venezuela. More coming up today.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture in the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time here. If you want to join us, we can get your call on the line. You can talk about anything you want. It doesn't have to be Star Wars related. Conan, you just shared with us a scene that was cut from the original New Hope Star Wars that did some character development between Luke and his buddy Biggs, who really didn't have much of a role until the very end in the theatrical version of the film, and sets up a little behind-the-scenes backstory for what the Empire was doing to ruin people's lives by nationalizing industry and so on. We can talk more about that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. And I do want you to know about AnyPay.global. AnyPay is your solution. If you are in the world of retail, if you are a manager or an owner of a retail establishment and you want to be able to accept cryptocurrency at the point of sale, AnyPay makes it easy. In fact, if you've already got a tablet at your point of sale, you are already halfway done. You go to AnyPay.global, create your username and password, and log in. That's all. There's no paperwork. There's no approval process. There's no forms you got to fill out. There's no government oversight. You just go and create username and password. Then you go in, you drop your cryptocurrency addresses for your wallet as the owner. You drop those addresses into the behind-the-scenes setup, and then you load up the app on the tablet at the point of sale. And that's it. We're talking about a 10-minute process here. If you already have a crypto wallet, you know, if you don't have a crypto wallet and you're starting from zero, it might take a little more than 10 minutes. If you already have a crypto wallet and you've already got a tablet, I bet you it wouldn't take you longer than 10 minutes to get rolling with crypto acceptance, including Bitcoin, BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Zcash, Dogecoin, and more. Just head over to AnyPay.global and get started there. Once again, that's AnyPay.global. As we go to David in New Mexico, calling on the Discord on-air call-in lines. Go ahead, David.
Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I had some other stuff, but while I was listening to you on hold, you changed my mind. You're talking about the bomb, and then about Star Wars, and yeah. I don't feel like I've done much in life, but there are some big things that I'm connected to that constantly hit me across the face because they're big in society, and the bomb is one. And I told you before, my cousin Ernest Orlando Lawrence was the main guy that was in charge of at Oak Ridge, Tennessee, making all of that fissile material. I know what people think about that kind of thing, but I'm not getting into that part of it. But and he used to debate Oppenheimer. He got Oppenheimer hired. He made a recommendation to General Groves at Los Alamos to hire Oppenheimer, run the Manhattan Project. And he used to debate Oppenheimer on a regular basis. It felt like that meant like weekly or so. They would have sit down face-to-face debates on some argument in science, and they would have observers, and you can actually, this stuff is written history. The observers said that Oppenheimer was a fancier, I can't think of a better word, but a better arguer, debater, had a fancier argument, but that Lawrence actually always won the arguments. So that's kind of a fun
thing. What was the nature of the debate, whether to use the bomb or not, or what was the debate about?
I think it would have been, I don't know for sure, but by deduction, it would be some point of science, you know, that is obscure to you and I, not necessarily even related to the bomb, just some point of science that somebody would make a statement and somebody would disagree and then they would go from there. You know what I mean? But I don't know exactly what the subject matter was, but I just some side note of their aligned careers is the, what I got out of.
So you're saying you knew one of those guys. Okay. What else?
He was my cousin. Ernest Orlando Lawrence was a cousin of my,
gotcha.
Of my family. Yeah. Anyway, the Star Wars, fun thing there is on Halloween one year, a girlfriend of mine who happens, she actually looks more like Carrie Fisher than anybody else I've ever seen. And she had hair down to her butt. And so she got dressed up as Princess Leia using her own hair, made the bun.
Yep.
It was a good sewer, so she made costumes. And I dressed me up as Luke Skywalker and her as Princess Leia. And we went to Harrison Ford's ranch. Went in the gate and knocked on the front door of his ranch house. He wasn't there, but his wife answered the door.
Didn't you say that he had a ranch in like Montana or something like that?
His ranch is open up to just folks to walk in there. Come on now.
When was this? This was a long time ago, right?
If you know where, yeah, well 1999. Okay. If you knew where it was, you got to know where it is to find it. But no, it's just a regular old, you know, yeah, barbed wire fence around the outside with one of those green metal gates, and the gate was wide open. And so we drove in and parked by the house and went up to the house and trick-or-treated Harrison Ford's house. And
now, where was this?
He wasn't home.
Jackson Hole?
Jackson, Wyoming.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Right on the Snake River. He's got a ranch right on the river.
And how'd it go? He invited you in? What happened? Tell me the rest of the story.
No, he said he wasn't home.
It went really well. He wasn't home, but his wife answered the door. And I don't know if you know, but she, Melissa, I don't remember her last name. She has passed since then, but she's the one that wrote she wrote E.T.
Really?
And I'm sure you're familiar with E.T. Yeah, she wrote E.T. But she was happy to see us. You know, obviously they never get trick or treaters out there, and they had just gotten done having a party out in the barn for a Halloween party for the kids, which were now up in bed. And she said, "Well, I don't have any candy. But I have wine." So she poured us each a glass of wine, and we sat there on the porch and talked for a while.
That's a great story.
Wait, one question. Yeah. Was it slave Leia or was it white gown Leia?
slave Leia was at home in the bedroom. This happened to be white gown Leia out in public.
All right, David, thanks for the call, man.
Too bad, man.
I appreciate it. if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I forgot, I want to mention, welcome to our new listeners in Huntsville to 102.5 FM WBHP, longtime radio affiliate of Free Talk Live. We've been on the air for years, since 2009, one of our longest-running radio affiliates there in Huntsville. It was on AM originally, still is. WBHP is an AM station. It's got a simulcast in Decatur, which is a nearby city.
Yep.
And so it's an AM simulcast, but now they've got an FM, what they call an FM translator in the business, on the air in Huntsville at 102.5. So I'm welcoming our new listeners, because I know there's a certain segment of the radio listening audience that honestly, they just don't visit the AM band.
Yeah.
You tend to be a younger listener. You tend to be, you know, female. You're just not going to the AM band. So welcome to our younger...
You probably accidentally hit that AM button and it's just... And it's like, yeah. what the heck is this? Why is it? Yeah. Why is AM always broken every car I ever get in?
It's true. It's I like AM radio, but I go way back, right? Like, I'm a radio geek. I can listen to it. It doesn't bother me. But I remember I had a younger girlfriend 10 years ago who, she was only 4 years younger than me, but she had never listened to the AM band in her entire life. And whenever I put AM talk radio on, she would complain. Because of the scratchy, signal.
Definitely. When I use my blink, my hazards, so I deliver mail, I have to listen to AM radio because I'm too far away from Keene.
I see.
So I'm listening to AM, but anytime I use my wipers or my blinkers or...
It causes interference.
Wow. You can hear it. It's loud.
Sounds like you've got some messed up wiring.
Could be, but it's not uncommon, you know, for cars or for the AM radios to pick up on various different interference. I remember the station we were on in Sarasota, Florida, when we started Free Talk Live. We started on FM, but then once I got cut, they let me go. What was then Clear Channel let me go, and I took Free Talk Live with me because they never actually had the foresight to, you know, want to actually own any of the so-called intellectual property. Thank goodness. And so we took Free Talk Live to an AM station, which was like a little 500-watt AM station. And every time you drive under power lines, it would be like, no, not hiss, like a hum, like a real loud hum would interfere with picking up the station. So, yeah, welcome to our FM listeners at WVHP in Huntsville. If you're new to the show, I honestly don't know how many weeks the FM station's been on. I just came across the fact that it was there today. So welcome aboard. If you're new to the show, I want to say also welcome because we're now live in Huntsville. We used to be on weeknights there, just an hour a night, but it was like 10 o'clock at night or 9 at night Central Time when they would play that hour. So we were never live during the week, but now we are. So Monday through Thursday, 7 to 9 Central there in Huntsville, we are with you.
Radio locator says the license was granted July 9th.
So it's pretty fresh.
So just over a month.
Yeah, so again, if you're in Huntsville...
Decent signal as well.
And if you want to participate with the show, we are live every single night. You can call in, you can get on the radio and talk about anything you want, just like Sarah does in New Mexico. Unfortunately, short on time, Sarah, you're going to have to encapsulate your call in about 20 seconds. Go. And go.
Sarah?
She's there. I heard her breathing. Sarah?
Sarah.
Now you got less than 20 seconds.
Put your finger on that mute button.
Sarah.
Now you guess you might scream at us in 5 seconds.
Well, she'll call tomorrow. Don't worry. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Our most reliable, for better or for worse, of all callers. If you're in Huntsville and you call in, you get priority over Sarah. In fact, everybody gets priority over Sarah, except for... There's a couple people I can think of. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. Have a great night.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.